The USS Peterson was an Edsel-class destroyer escort, the first in the United States Navy. It was named for Chief Water Tender Oscar Peterson, who died in 1942. He was later awarded the Medal of Honor. The ship was laid out on February 28, 1943, by Consolidated Steel Corporation. It launched 45 days later on May 15, 1943. Her full load displacement was almost 1,600 tons, was over 300 feet long, while its beam width measured almost 37 feet. It had four diesel engines and four generators. It held eight officers and over 200 enlisted men. Two screws pushed her to a top speed of 21 knots in the water. During its first period of commissioning, the USS Peterson was manned by a U.S. Coast Guard crew under the command of Lieutenant Commander Richard F. Rhea. Her first voyage commenced December 2, 1943, and steamed from New York Harbor for Casablanca, French Morocco, returning home January 18, 1944. That's when my dad, David Joseph, joined up with her. He was 17. The destroyer shifted her activity to Northern Europe, making 10 voyages to various ports. On the first of these, Peterson steamed from New York on March 1 to screen a fast oiler convoy to Derry, Northern Ireland. The Peterson arrived with the convoy at Derry before returning to the U.S. a few days later. Departing from New York Harbor on April 15 with another Ireland-bound convoy, she was instead reordered to join up with two other destroyers, the USS Gandy and the USS Joyce. The three ships had been called to rescue survivors of a just-torpedoed fuel tanker, the SS Pan Pennsylvania, bound for England. The tanker, it seems, had been part of a convoy. However, the ship hadn't been able to settle into a standard convoy formation. She was spotted by a German U-boat, the U-550, on her first combat patrol. At 8 a.m., as the Pan Pennsylvania straggled behind the rest of the convoy, she was hit by a torpedo on her port side and sank over the next few hours. At 13:45 hours, the Joyce reported a hot sound contact as the last survivors scrambled on board the Peterson, just as crew members of the Joyce dropped a pattern of depth charges. 15 minutes later, the German submarine shot to the surface. The Gandy opened fire on the U-boat, which returned fire until it was rammed with a glancing blow by the Gandy. 2 minutes later, the Peterson commenced firing on the U-boat, laying open the conning tower. The Peterson commenced firing on the U-boat, laying open the conning tower, the raised platform on the sub that contained the periscope. At 14:04, the Peterson fired from her starboard K-guns two shallow-set depth charges. 5 minutes later, the German submarine surrendered and the crew abandoned their vessel. Joyce picked up the crew, and the U-550 slid beneath the waves at 14:30 hours, 2:30 p.m. local time. The USS Peterson and the two escort destroyers rejoined their convoy and steamed safely to Northern Ireland. 68 years later, in July of 2012, that sunken German U-boat was found in deep water about 70 nautical miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Dad doesn't talk very much about his time in the war. He must have seen a lot. Only once did he tell me that he lost a close friend in a battle as they both served directly under the machine gun turret, their battle station, in the bow of the boat. They were munition feeders. He was unable to tell me anything more. And although he wasn't in France on D-Day, he was in France the very next day picking up the battle's survivors at the beaches of Normandy. I can only imagine what he and the USS Peterson saw in the water that day and those that followed. Dad was 18. Over its lifetime, the USS Peterson had received a battle star for its service in World War II, and during peacetime, she held seven separate E's, known in the Navy for battle effectiveness. In 1965, the USS Peterson was decommissioned for the last time in Virginia. She was laid to rest in the inactive reserve fleet. It was disposed of and sold into scrap metal in June of 1974. And so it goes. Another piece of valuable and heroic history sliding slowly under the water of time. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.